Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for Health Talks with Dr. Trin. The one show, the only show that shows you the path towards a healthier life. One conversation at a time. And today, well, we may veer off that path a little farther than we have a few times here. I'm struggling to see how we're going to tie this one together with health here. We're going to talk about the health of crypto, I guess, with the crypto king himself, Dr. Trin. I don't know.
I don't think I'm the crypto king, but I think we have the crypto queen here.
Ah.
Yes, this is Abigail. So, hey, Paul.
Yes.
Do you remember we brought on our show a year ago, Stan, the runner who ran cross country?
I do. That was a crazy show. This guy who fell in love with long distance running and literally has run, I want to say like around the world, certainly across the country and extreme distances here. And he's not a young guy. Right.
Right. So, Pa, Abigail and her organization was the sponsor of Stan's run.
There you go. See, now it all ties together. Oh, I get the how it all fits together. Abigail, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why would you sponsor this crazy old guy? No, he's a very nice guy, Stan, who's just obsessed with running and then uses it to raise awareness and raise money. Why would you sponsor him to run anywhere?
I was just inspired with his story, right? I mean, like if you can get up and do it, like if a 78-year-old can get up and do it, I don't see why everybody can't, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I thought it was such a great initiative to inspire people to get moving, considering with COVID. So that was a lot of fun. But wow.
How far did he run? How far did he run this last day? He's run across the state. He's
he ran probably, if you calculate from, he ran from the earth to the moon and back.
From the earth total. To the moon and back.
That's really?
That's how far he's run.
So what a wild man. Yeah. So he inspired me to do the same. I actually, in Arizona, I went all the way for 30 miles. I did
30 miles.
30.
How did you run for 30 miles? What did it
take you? Wait, not in one. So did you do it like, did it take you the entire day to run 30 miles? Or did you walk?
The entire week it would take.
I can't run 30 miles. I'll die.
Yeah.
It took me, well, he actually, over the course of the whole entire run from L.A., to there, he taught me a lot of techniques, breathing techniques, like you can run, walk. And I think it lasted me about 6 hours to do the 30 miles.
Wow. 6 hours.
In a heat.
Wow.
And after about 6 minutes, didn't you say, why am I doing this? Let me get in the car. This was not the fun I thought it was going to be here.
Sometimes I was thinking about this, like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. And it was so hot at that time.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Tell me about that suit that you're wearing. What is the logo on that suit?
The logo is AWI. It's Advanced Wearables Inc. So it's an electromuscle stimulation technology that really provides a lot of benefits, right? So number one alone is like when you talk about health, and Dr. Trin, I'm sure you can agree, right? Like that our lack of circulations is pre-indications in a lot of chronic care diseases, right? So yep. These suits not only will help that, but it could also help with weight loss. You can tone. It depends on what you really need.
Let's dive into that for 1 second, because you say that so casually. Our lack of circulation leads to chronic conditions. Is that because we're sedentary and we're not pumping and moving the blood around or whatever else we got to move around, the bodily fluids? I'll give you an example that my aunt, I've talked about her many times in this show, and my late mother, my late aunt, my late mother, both, suffered from, their legs looked like elephantitis because as they moved less, as they got older, all the fluid that goes, they started to fill up their legs. And because the doctor simply explained, because they weren't moving, the leg has like a pump in it and it wasn't pumping the blood and the, all these other fluids that build up. Their legs just swelled to the point where you could take your fingernail and scrape it and something would ooze out of it or it would bleed. It was so stretched. And there was nothing they could do to, short of getting them walking again, which was impossible at their age because of arthritis and because the legs were big and all these things. Is that a danger we all face, Dr. Trin, as we get more
poor
sedate?
Circulation?
Yeah, poor circulation.
Yeah, over time, our blood vessels, they don't function as well. right? The arteries and the veins and the lymphatic systems, things of that sort. And that's why you get swelling in the legs. And but I've actually tried on Abigail's suit before.
Mm-hmm. Naturally. Right? You try all these things, yeah.
So what it is, it's electrical stimulation. Those TENS unit, you know, when you try on the TENS unit, like a little pad and it's zap, zap, zap.
I never heard of such a thing. I don't know what it is. Yeah, okay.
So basically the entire suit is a TENS unit and it contracts muscles that have never been contracted before. It's like stimulating muscles.
Does it hurt? I mean, are you zapping me? Am I constantly getting electrical impulses or is it so mild that it just stimulates the nerve without... stimulating my senses.
You get to change. You get to decide the frequency to a level that you're comfortable with, right? So it can go real fast or it can go slow. And you get to decide which location of the body it's stimulating.
Now, I'm gonna tie this together with an earlier show. Is this sort of in line with traditional Chinese healing, which is all about acupuncture, acupressure, which is about, again, stimulating parts of the body? They're doing it to get the energy flowing. You're trying to get it to get the muscles and the circulation flowing. But is it sort of the same thing? Are you trying to get the body flowing?
This is holistic. This is holistic integrative treatment. Rather than taking a pill for your circulation, this is a way to improve those things.
Because that's all they gave my aunt and my mother were water pills, which simply meant that she would hopefully pee away a lot of this fluid as it built up. Not just you can't pee away the blood, but all this other lymphatic fluids and stuff that congregated in the part of the gravity pulled into the bottom of your body and you weren't somehow pumping it up. How does the blood system flow through your body? I guess I don't even know. Give us a quick primer on how this even works. How does the blood go from my head to my foot and then back up again here?
Well, you got the arteries that is where... Whenever your heart pumps, the arterial circulation takes the blood away from your heart and into your tissues, right? Into your muscles, into your bodies. And then the veins bring everything back toward your heart. And the lymphatic system is also a system that allows everything to be recollected and go back through. And so it's a cycle with that. The cool thing with some of the devices that Abigail has, and by the way, she's the owner of this company with this device, but these devices kind of gives you a shortcut.
Or an assistant.
You know, when you go work out. When you go work out, you're lifting weights. You're lifting weights, right? Because you're pumping muscles.
Right.
These devices are stimulating your muscles to be...
I'm going to give a different thing, Abigail. You tell me if this is a correct analogy. It's almost like the fascination with electric bikes these days. We do a show on electric bikes. And as people get older, they need a little boost. They need a little assist. They still want to pedal. They still want to exercise. They still want to get out. But once in a while, you need a little help to get over the hurdle. Is this a little help to get over the hurdle?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So our brain is EMS, right? It's just we make it easier for everyone, really, just so it's more focused. And so... our brain dictates what we do, correct?
And that's all electrical energy, right? Okay.
Correct. Yeah. So with this one, it's just the brain is within the app and then the power box.
Is in the app. The little electric, yeah. Rather than your brain saying, go do something to the to something, the app is saying, go do the brain is now in the app. And when you want to stimulate something, do something rather than telling your body, your brain, go send a signal down there and move. Go send a signal down there and do something. This is sending an artificial signal down there.
Yeah. So it's more of assisted intelligence where, you know, where we're heading really right now is common sense fitness, right? And it's what we need. Common sense health and common sense fitness. So
all right, explain that because you're throwing lots of interesting terms here. Assisted intelligence and common sense. What was it? Common sense?
Common sense health.
All right. Explain both of those to me. What is assisted intelligence? I guess it's a little box that does some of the things that your brain normally does. And what would common sense health mean?
Oh, common sense health is really our body has the ability to heal, right? On its own. I'm not clinical, but I know what makes sense, right? So coming from someone who's crazy busy like myself, like I'm sure Dr. Trent can relate, and we're both in the healthcare space. We don't really have a lot of time to, first of all, go spend a lot of traffic to go to the gym. We don't have time to we don't have an hour and a half to go to the gym.
Right.
So this is essentially a gym you wear. So why not for me?
Wow. a gym you wear. Wow.
Yes.
And is it as good as going to the gym? Can't be as good as going to the gym. I'm pushing myself harder in the gym, or am I assuming that this is...
You just have to experience it. So 20 minutes of this is equivalent to two, 3 hours at a gym, depending on your and the intensity that you can manage.
So what is it doing again? Somehow it's sending an electrical impulse, and then it's and then that makes my what? My
muscles my, contract.
Your muscles to contract. So with these suits, it has 20 electrodes that covers all your major muscle group, right?
Right.
So it depends on your needs. So if your need is basically wanting to lose weight, you can use the fat burn mode. And if you just want to basically do cardio, that's simple, to do cardio mode. But if you want to gain muscle,
yeah,
you'll do strength training as well. You can do that, and then you can adjust.
So just like me out there pushing that barbell or pushing something, some resistance, which does what? Which makes my muscles expand and contract. I'm forcing my muscles to do something. I'm walking, I'm running, I'm pushing, I'm shoving, I'm doing something here.
Correct, And you can do all of those. But with this technology, it's not necessarily to actually lift anymore, but you can. It's like we're not a competition. We're a complement to any type of exercises.
And does it make it better if I was wearing the suit while I'm pushing the barbell, while I'm running on the treadmill? Would this make it even more effective, or is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I might
get super effective.
I might get
so it cuts your workout at the same time.
I'm fascinated by this idea of you just said something and it's so true to me. Part of the reason I don't go to the gym, there's three reasons. One, it costs money. Two, it takes a lot of time to get there. And not just to do the routine, but I got to drive there. I got to change. Afterwards, I'm sweaty. I got to take a shower or whatever. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that I, by the end of the day, all of those build up to an excuse. And of course, it hurts and it's not easy. And so that makes me stop. Does this help overcome those hurdles? Time, money, energy, effort?
Absolutely.
But does it hurt? That's what I'm still trying to get at. Does this hurt if I do it?
No, no, not at all. It doesn't hurt at all. It actually feels good. But it depends in the, on the intensity. It's just like when you lift, right?
Right.
When you lift a very heavy weight, what does that feel? But then you get pumped, right?
Yeah, there's a certain, I mean, it's a you strain to do it. Does this, as you do it, what does it feel like? Does it, is your body just jumping?
And your muscles are like, you feel your muscles contracting. Yeah. It's exercising your muscles without you actually running out and exercising.
Yeah. It's making them move. Any science on this? Is this, why hasn't everybody got one of these things? Why isn't every doctor saying, go get one of these things? Or is this still controversial?
Oh, it's starting to become more and more popular now, especially during COVID, but this isn't a new technology. It's been used for a century. Actually, one of the person that popularized this is Jet Li.
Yeah, right. Well,
Jet Li.
The movie star, the martial arts movie star, Jet Li.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he uses this, does he use your suit or a suit like this or something?
What is a suit like this. At that time, it was still with wires. Like it's a very bulky equipment that you wear and you strap on like a military vest. Or just basically a small tiny electrodes connect to the wire and just, you know, you stimulate your muscles.
Somebody tweeted in, how's it powered? Plug it in.
Okay. I'm just saying, so this is the battery pack.
Right. Okay.
And this is the app.
I see.
Just connect it via Bluetooth. And then here, I'll turn it on for you.
Are you going to start jumping all over the place here as you do this?
I mean, if you want me to, but.
Hey, how is this fun? If you want me to.
But yeah, I'm really working out while I'm talking to you guys right now.
Oh, man.
So if I do the cardio mode, it's here. It's getting there. So it loads up. You see all of these muscle groups, right?
Yeah.
So
interesting.
And then I'll just tap it all and then I can start working out.
So you're working out right now.
Working out while you're sitting here?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. So, why wouldn't every office worker in America be wired into this? Why wouldn't every office want to see their people? Look at, yeah, wow. Oh, she's showing off here. Right.
Hey, is it zapping your arm?
It is.
It's zapping.
She's just showing the guns, as they say. She's got some guns over here. Her arms are weapons. Yeah.
So yeah. You can do pretty much almost anything with this. I travel with this because it's like I travel a lot lately because it's the nature of my work and we're opening more and more places. And So
now, would you just leave it on all day? I mean, I can only exercise for 20, 30 minutes. Should I exercise for 2 hours or 24 hours?
No, it's only 20 minutes, 3 days a week, 2-3 days a week. Because you'll feel like your muscle is going to be very sore after the first workout.
Right. So you can't just leave it on all day and stimulate yourself here.
But for a lot of doctors that I know that are actually using it, they put it on under the lab coat and then just use the relax mode. Because you can actually do massage in this.
Oh, well, now you're talking my language. How does that work? So somehow you're taking the muscle tension. You're not.
How does it massage you? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just, it massages you the same way because this has all the electropods, right? So you just go to the massage mode and then click that mode.
Well, that I could leave on all day.
I think massage is even bigger than exercising.
For me, it is because we all want to exercise, but because exercise, again, you're sore, but massage, you feel good after it.
So our protocol in our studios is really, so they will work out with it. It's just basically, you can have some dumbbells or very, very light dumbbells. Because like, even if at 10 pounds, you can't even have.
I feel like I'm the dumbbell in this conversation here. I feel like I'm the dumbbell here. I don't know about any of this stuff here. All right, you keep mentioning studios. Is this a product you sell and I just plug it in at home, or do I have to go somewhere to use it?
No, you can do this at home, but like, we want to be known as, we are building community, right? We're building community of people that are forward thinkers, like that are here to change the world. Because right now we're all masked up, unfortunately. And you know how that affects into our community. We don't even smile anymore. Like we can't see people smile. Those smile comes a long way with everything. And
So how are you building a community? Is this Peloton? Is this a virtual community? Or am I going somewhere to an actual studio and under guidance working out with this?
We're doing both, actually. Yeah. So we have studio locations here. We also have pop-up workouts. We work with a lot of personal trainers to do pop-up workouts out there outside, because with gyms right now, you can't really have really large gatherings, right? So we're just trying to create a community of forward thinkers at the same time, trying to show that the tech body interface is really the new sexy.
But she just throws out all these lines, these mark. What was that though? Tech workout is the new sexy here.
Tech body interface. So the technology interfaces with your body. And if you did that pop, you'll be more sexy. I think that's what she said.
Wow. I need all the sexy I can get at my age here. I need an extra double dose of sexy this morning here. You've certainly entered the right realm. When I was a kid, it was called the Twilight Zone, where, you know, that anything's possible. You've entered the health talks with Dr. Trin zone. Anything is possible in this zone. He talks about the cramp, immersing yourself in water and shocking your system, Chinese herbal medicine, cannabinoids, crypto, the metaverse. I mean, this guy is, you're talking about the anything is possible world. You're in it right now here. What do you think?
Anything's possible nowadays. It's like, the world is our neighbors, right? It really is, with the power of the internet.
Let's go back. If you
think about it, everyone's reachable now, and we're able to witness this, and it's just the coolest thing.
Well, let me bring it back to last week's conversation. We had another guy who thinks like you do. If you haven't met, Dr. Trin will introduce you. This guy who was part of the original founders of the rap group, NWA, one of the most notorious early rap groups. They made a movie about them. And, you know, Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and all these guys that went on to become zillionaires and famous and stuff out of this group. He was one of them. His stage name is Arabian Prince. He was the DJ in the group as they were rapping over the record. He's spinning the records that they did. And he's now into technology. He's always been into technology. He's into the technology of sampling and music and all this other stuff. And he's continued this fascination. Now he's an investor and a VC and all this stuff. He takes all the money he made and he helps and all this tech stuff. He's been spoken here at UCI quite a number of times. A strange connection, a rapper now inspiring the world here to get into technology. And the whole point of his thing is, don't fear the future. We all fear the future. What you sound like scares me. I'm going to strap on electrodes and I'm going to zap myself. Or I doubt it. It can't really work. Or something's wrong with it here. Why do we fight the future and technology? I don't see artificial intelligence as the new sexy. I see it as a land of robots that scares all of that.
Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator. Right, exactly. It's not the it's not the Permanator, it's the Terminator. Right. Talk to me about that. You live in a world where you have no fear of all this, and you embrace it, and you seek it, and you try and tame it and use it. There is the flip side that sees it as dark, and it's the destruction of mankind, all this technology. What do you, that's a big question, but how do you answer people that are fearful and afraid of the future, of technology in particular?
Now is the future, right? Now is the future.
Future's now. And,
yeah. And if you utilize technology correctly in a way where it advances your life, and it helps you save time, and it helps you into a level where you can get ahead with everything. So technology is the key.
So
right?
Let me give you another weird analogy. Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off here, but let me give you another weird analogy here. So we do another show on the station on electric bicycles and this whole revolution. Everybody's riding e-bikes, and it's mostly aging baby boomers. Yes, kids have embraced them too, because they can go fast. But aging baby boomers, and over again, the people who come on that show talk about their experience, and they say something like, I know everybody laughs at me, and when I go ride with other bicycle groups, they say, that's not bike riding, that's not, you know what, but for this little power boost, I wouldn't be out here, because I would have given up. I couldn't get on a bike. I couldn't go anywhere. I had a heart attack. I was obese. I'm old. I'm whatever. So is it better I just sit home and do nothing, or is it better I get out in the fresh air and get going and pedaling some? With this little power assist, they see it as it's the only reason I'm out here, and everybody wants to laugh at him. Oh, you need a little power boost there, granny. Is it the same thing? Do athletes laugh at people doing this and saying, oh, come on, just grab a bar and do it the old fashioned way? You're just trying to cut corners or cheat or whatever here.
No, this is not a cut corners at all. And we'll never claim that we are a replacement for gyms. We are a complement. It's the people need to work out. People need to still have that a little bit of tradition in them, right?
Right.
So this isn't to cut to. It's just like you're working out in shorter time. You're just being efficient and being smart on your time, because time is the most important. It's just the most. Yeah.
It's the most important commodity there. Ask Dr. Trin. How many boards is Dr. Trin on? How many times is he? He has five meetings going on at any given moment here. So if you could wave a magic wand and give him more time to accomplish more, what would that do? What do you think, Dr. Trin? How did you meet this? And what do you think about it? You're a doctor. Is this just a gimmick, or is this really work?
No, I've tried it, and it felt like I've actually been to the gym.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because your muscles are like, boom, right?
Firing.
And it felt like I did a workout. And for a 20-minute session, it felt like you did a full workout. And that was quite amazing. So for those of us who don't go to the gym, I'm like, wouldn't it be nice to feel like you had a full workout?
Well, and you deal a lot with aging populations. I mean, my late father and mother and aunt didn't go to a gym, not just because of time or money. Because it hurt. They had trouble walking. They had trouble moving. And people are asking them to lift and to run. That alone was a barrier. They stumbled and fumbled. They weren't ready to. So that accelerated their decline as they became harder to walk, as they became less stable, as they became overweight. There he's got them right
there.
There
you go. I've got my
strap it on.
I should like wear it right now.
Strap it on. Yeah, while we're talking here, strap it on. So I'd love to see you put it on. I don't know. Is it you just slip it on like a jacket? Do I have to?
It's like a wetsuit. It's like a wetsuit that.
Oh, it goes all the way down. Okay.
It's like a wetsuit, but it, embedded into it is these little things that zap you, right? For your muscles.
Now, one thing I can see right away for an older population like me. I ain't going to fit into that bodysuit. I need a little extra room around the middle and stuff here.
We have a solution for that. We have ones that are strap-ons.
Oh, okay. There you go. That would be better for me, because I'm not slipping into that bodysuit. I don't look like that anymore.
Yeah. By the way,
Abigail does, but I don't look like that anymore here.
We got some questions here on Facebook. There's a few people that want to give it a try. Steve Wilburn wants to try it out. What is your website, Abigail, for this suit? What is the website?
JimYouWear.com.
Jim, you wear. And is it any clever way you spell it, or is it GYMYOU?
GYMYOU.
Jim, you wear.com.
Wow, that's an interesting name.
How did you come up with this and how long you've been doing it?
Oh, I've been on this for 6 years.
Wow, okay.
6 years. Wow.
Yeah. And we work with wellness centers, we work with multiple doctors, we work with fitness studios, gyms, personal trainers.
But how did you get into this and develop? This is where I'm going to put my time. Sounds like you're an entrepreneur and you do lots of other things. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm primarily in the healthcare space. That's how I met Dr. Tran through his colleagues in the healthcare industry. I've owned and operate multiple healthcare entities. And so fitness is just like perfect company to be in.
Okay.
But before that, I didn't even really think about fitness at all because I don't like to work out.
No, I don't
either.
It's
just like, because I just do my walks and that's about it. So about 7 years ago, it's just like when we're so busy, we neglect our health.
Right.
We're just so busy that we forget that we need to take care of ourselves as well. And I went to take a vacation and I found this place that's basically that is you have to wear a bulk equipment and plugged into the wall. Right. And yeah. I was like, I'm gonna try it. And I was at that time suffering from sciatica.
Oh, okay.
Again, this is because of lack of circulation, was busy. I was sitting on a desk all the time. And
so you actually had a pinched nerve somewhere that was giving you pain and blocking your circulation.
Yes. And so I tried the EMS workout, but this one was the ones that are plugged into the wall. It's like, oh, this is the most amazing thing ever. I was like, let me look in and dig in. And then that's where I am. I am the advocate of it. We just basically made it wireless.
Are there lots of these systems out or are you in a rare space and place? Are you one of the few?
We are in a good situation, to be honest with you, because we stock up a lot of inventory before a shortage of chip. Because other companies out there, there's a waiting period between 6 months to a year to actually own one of this versus us. It's 3 to 7 days. It's in your door.
So you're smart enough to stock up, but I guess I was getting at, are there lots of companies doing this now, or are you one of a few companies doing this?
We're one of the few, but it's becoming more and more popular. You know how that works. Like you're always going to be copied by others. We do a lot of private labeling as well. So if you see any other suits that look similar to ours, that probably are the ones who make them.
And is this, I'm assuming this is a private company at this point in time, was this a self-funded venture? Is it a big company? Is it a little company? Where are you at in your growth phase?
It is a self-funded venture, yeah. I don't think I'm ready to basically do IPO just yet. Maybe soon.
Because talk to guys like Steve out there. Those are the guys that can help you.
You can talk to Steve Wilburn. He owns a few companies.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah,
he just messaged us right now in our metaverse chat.
He did. Now, Steve's at the forefront of this kind of stuff. He does all sorts of interesting things. We've had him on the show here before.
That guy is a forward thinker for sure.
He really is.
Yes.
He really
is. Oh,
yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the crypto world. I know you are deeply involved with that. You've been in crypto for how many years now?
Since 2012. Yeah.
2012, before any of us heard about Bitcoin.
I had some Bitcoin at that time. I just thought in the beginning, I was like, whatever. My friend kept pushing me to buy it. I was like, okay, I'll just buy some. And that's about it. I forget about it pretty much for the last couple years. Like, whoa. Because in the beginning, I thought it was like a crazy, what is this crazy scam that's going on? But I was being pushed and like, you know, peer pressure is like, okay, I'll just do it.
And there are many people, that debate is still happening at the highest level. Some people say it's still just a scam because there's no there. It's not a physical mineral. It's not a paper-backed currency backed by anybody. It's something that exists that in short supply and people are trading it like any, I guess, rare commodity. And then there are those that say, no, this is the future. This will replace all currencies. Eventually, Bitcoin won't be made by individuals. It'll be mined by countries. And I think there is one country in the world now, like Colombia, but someplace down in Central America where they're accepting Bitcoin or they're trying to have a Bitcoin-based currency, something like that. So give us your take on it. You obviously believe in it. This isn't a scam.
No, in the beginning, I didn't believe in it. So you really actually have to dive into it and experience that. What does that look like, right?
Doesn't look like anything. It's a little algorithm that has some value to it here. Yeah.
Exactly. You have to get into it to experience, right? And that's what it is, really, at the end of the day. So yeah, recently I got involved with Axia, which is pretty amazing. I don't know if you guys are able to check them out, but it's...
You got to spell it first. What is it?
Axia. It's AXIA.
Okay. And this is what? Do they have their own cryptocurrency? Or are they an exchange? Or what do they do?
It's pretty much, it has all the economics of everything. It's Axia was designed to provide real fundamental value that can grow over time.
Well, so whatever that means. I don't know what everything wants to try to do value over time here, but is it like Ethereum and Bitcoin? Is it another cryptocurrency that I can buy and own and trade, or is it something else?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is better than that. It has its own ecosystem.
What does that mean? Its own ecosystem.
So it has, okay, I'm just going to basically...
You're talking future talk to a bunch of old troglodytes here. We don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wait, do you want to share a screen? You can share a screen.
I would love to, but I don't know. I'm on this phone. So what I'll do is basically, if everyone can just go axia.global, you'll see
everything. I can share a screen. Well, or Paul, give me screen sharing rights. Okay, here we go. Let's see what this says.
Kind of scary how quickly you can get into the metaverse here, how quickly I can get into these alternative realities like cryptocurrency.
Oh, here we are.
Hyper-deflationary. Okay. I don't know if I buy that, but.
Is this it?
Well, our phone is, that's it. So our phone is basically a metaverse already anyway. That's at least, that's my opinion.
It's a world where everybody goes and hangs out and lives and chats.
So it says the next generation blockchain with superior economics designed to foster mass adoption.
Now, all that sounds wonderful, but that's very vague. I have no idea how it's going to, what's different about this blockchain. I thought all blockchains were based on the same thing. And how does it have superior economics?
So somebody's got to explain that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm scrolling down. It's got all these different things. Let me see. Coin burning, inclusive consensus, scalable, modular.
I have no idea what any of that means. You might be talking French to me. You might be talking...
Mobile-based staking.
I have no idea what that means.
It means you can have a steak on your mobile phone. Like, you can eat a steak, medium rare.
Yeah,
that's about what I think,
right? Let me see. Accessible for all.
So, if you have a phone... You're in, so there's no barriers for entry, really.
But explain, because again, I know that this is all marketing language here, but it's to the uninitiated, to somebody sophisticated, these might all be hot buttons. To me, literally means nothing to me. I have no idea what you're talking about when you're talking about.
Okay, there's a coin here. Look, there's a coin. So you can get the Axia coin, kind of like a Bitcoin or Ethereum. You can open up an Axia account at a bank.
I get that.
You guys have a bank, an Axia bank?
Correct. Yeah, it's Axia Capital Bank.
What does that mean?
It means that whatever you're doing already in your day-to-day banking, you can do the same thing, except
But you're just trading in crypto. It's a bank.
You can do that, or you can let it sit and stake. So if you can stake it for 2 years, if you have the ability, I think you should, because it's going to grow pretty good.
So you just, again, you're throwing out terms that mean something to those in the community. I didn't know what staking means. Staking means what? That you just hold it, hold it?
Yeah, you can hold your money up to 2 years, or you can do it. You can do more. Yeah.
Okay, so why is this different than Ethereum or the 50 other cryptocurrencies that are out there? Probably more than 50, probably 1,000,050. Why is this different than the two we've heard of?
It's the ecosystem that actually is that makes it different, to be honest with you. This is designed to help people, right?
Well, if
you look at Ethereum, look at Bitcoin, do you think the mass majority can afford to buy those?
Right. It's so expensive.
What are the barriers? It's so expensive right now.
Right. But at one time, they were cheap. And then that's just because they became popular and got bidded up. And the whole idea of crypto is that there's only so much of it. It can't be. I guess you can split it, but the idea is that once it's made, there's a finite amount of it, and that's what drives its value, right? Am I correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think we're going to have a part two in this, and we'll bring in the founder.
That would be fascinating, because there's a lot of claims in here, and there's a lot of what you think or what they're saying are obvious selling points that are not obvious to me. I don't understand even what they're talking about.
For me, it's the same feeling that before I got into Bitcoin. It's just exactly, I was just like you.
Right.
And I wasn't a believer. I just wanted to know, I'd leap of faith with my friends because it was being pushed.
This looks like a pretty city. That's all I see.
Well, we should do a part two. Let's get back to the other one here. So
the way I'm seeing, I think we probably were better off to steer this towards healthcare and blockchain. And what is the better utilization of blockchain when it comes to healthcare?
Well, that would be fascinating too, because I think we've done lots of shows on crypto, and I'm still, honestly, as you can tell, I'm still pretty skeptical of the whole underlying principles. People like Jamie Dimon and big guys like that keep saying, no, this is just all smoke and mirrors, the cryptocurrency. But the currency itself was created as an example of blockchain technology. I don't know that the people who started, we still don't really know who started Bitcoin. It's still mysterious. There have been theories and stuff who actually, he's maintained a shroud of secrecy, whoever they are. But it really seemed to be a proof of concept of what this unique blockchain technology can do, which is that it creates a trail of what happens. And it creates you explain it more. It seems to be the underlying blockchain seems to have tremendous value in financial transactions.
Transparency, right?
Transparency
is the key. Yeah, because like if you do regular banking, the interest, you don't even know what you're getting, to be honest with you.
No.
We don't understand. I mean, like, Paul, I'm sure you're doing the traditional way of banking still, right?
Of course, right.
Are you involved in any type of blockchains or crypto? No. Not at the moment.
Because I've looked at this and I don't really understand what it is that you're buying other than you're buying a virtual coin. You're not buying something that I can hold in my hand. There's a barrier to buying it. There's a barrier to holding it. People can hack into it. That's been happening lately. And you have to put it in a little USB drive and lock it away somewhere here, that little series of algorithms. And if somebody has access to it or you lose the drive, like losing the coin, you can't just go get another one.
Your hard wallet. Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots.
Yeah. That doesn't happen with Axie at all. It's just like, so it's a traditional way of banking plus.
Did you read about the one guy? I maybe had the story a little off, but basically he lost like $30 million worth of Bitcoin because he lost the little hard drive, the little safe or something that had little hard drives in it. And he was literally going to go been taken to a dump with a bunch of other stuff he was throwing away, something like that. And he was literally going to spend $1 million to try and dive through the dump and try and find this little, I think it was a safe or something that he had. Somehow he lost this thing. It isn't easily held. It isn't convertible. I can't take it to the store and trade in my cryptocurrency for a Coca-Cola yet. And some countries like China are banning it or limiting it. They see it as a threat to national sovereignty.
Well, actually, there are some Visa cards now that can be tied to your cryptocurrency wallet. It's very interesting.
Yeah. It's a parallel banking system. It has the potential to be a parallel banking system, which is why it's been used in drug deals and other things like that, because it's outside the normal banking chains. So there's lots of mystery around it, but the underlying idea of blockchain ain't going away. This idea of creating this transparent record of what happens here, and that a record that can't be altered or fudged, because if it is, the whole world sees it. The whole community sees it. Wait a minute, what'd you just change that?
Yeah, Abigail, how do you see doing health in the metaverse?
Yeah, right. Or you in blockchain. How does blockchain apply to the healthcare?
See, one of the reasons why I got involved with Axie is I see this as a tool to help healthcare, really.
You say this like it's so obvious. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, in a way where I would use it in a way where it's for educational purposes, where and at the same time, setting up rewards program for people to get up and move. It's really hard to get everybody to get up and to do anything, right?
Right.
So if you, to me, I think the better utilization of crypto needs to be geared towards incentivizing people's health.
So yeah. It's a token system. It's an incentive.
Tokenize your health. Right. Yeah.
Really. You do this, you get tokens, and you take the tokens, you turn them into something. Sort of when I was a kid, we all got S&H green stamps, you know, every time you went to the gas station, and then you piled these little stamps in a book, and then you could go buy something with them, a trip or luggage or something.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm involved now, actually, in those projects, looking at tokenizing health, right? Even from the space that I'm at. I mean, look at your suit, right? Your suit is tied to an app.
Right.
Right? And so that app not only activates your suit, but imagine if that app also tells you what's your heart rate, how many steps you're doing, a day, right? Yeah. How much exercise you do a day. And imagine if that app and that suit that you're wearing is tied to a token.
It's bribing exactly. you to do what you should do. It's giving you a little extra right. bonus.
Yes.
Go surely ahead. It's like it's a way of life now, right? It's becoming more and more popular. So
let me give you one other example. I'm sorry. Let me give one other example of what sure. to talk about, because I know I'm trying to be specific here and rather than vague about it here. So we had somebody on, not this show, but another show a year ago, and there's a big movement within financial institutions. I forget what they call it, but there's a name for it, where this guy's theory, get this now, he said that the real value in the bank is not what's in the vault. It's not the actual hard currency or accounts filled with numbers of money. I put it in there and it's in there virtually or whatever here. The real value is the relationship with the customers. I'm banking there. They've got my credit card. I got my money there. I'm doing all my transactions and they can quickly see what I'm buying and what I want. And then they create relationships and monetize those relationships. They go to Taco Bell. They go to Apple. They go to all these places. And so as I'm driving along with the little bank app, it screams at me, hey, there's a Starbucks next. And because you're part of the Bank of America community, you get 10% off right now. Stop. There it is. It's constant. It's using that data of my financial transactions to bring me other things that I want at a discount, to bribe me, to incentivize me. So when I join Bank of America, it's not because they give me a better rate or take care of me and say hi when I walk in the door. It's because they have a network, a community of other relationships that I benefit right. from because I bank there. What do you think of that?
Right. I think it's great. And banking with the Bank of America too.
Well, I don't bank with Bank of America.
But yeah, it's just like more and more. I'm going to basically all crypto all the way.
So that's the metaverse.
Actually, all the way, actually.
So will we eventually stop producing national currency? And instead, the intermedium, the method at which we trade, you got something and I want it. So instead of bartering and you hand me a chicken and I hand you and whatever I've got, a bottle of water, we need something medium of exchange. We need something that I give you and you give me and we've agreed what the value of that is. And then you can take it and go get something from other people. That's what all money is. Money just makes transactions right. easier. We don't have to say, well, I got a chicken. How many chickens do I get for one cow? I don't know. And we argue about it and barter about it. Instead, we say one chicken gives me $1. And I know what a dollar can go buy me other places. So currency is just a medium of exchange. But the whole idea is absolutely. That governments have always created currency. And in the beginning, people don't realize Americans didn't have a national currency. That wasn't until much later in the 1800s, late 1800s, where we had a national bank. And there was local currencies. States had their own currencies. Everybody had created their own currency. There were lots of this. This idea of one printing press per nation is a relatively recent idea. So the crypto people are always saying that we're just following this idea. It's just another form of exchange, and it's not produced by a government. Why is that so scary? Because it is, because then the government has no control over the currency and therefore can't manipulate it to do whatever they want to do, to put more into circulation, less into circulation, to fight inflation, to constrict the economy. The monetary policy is a key component of how countries work and how they make their economy regulated. If you take that away from them and give it to Abigail and Dr. Trin and individuals who are making their own currency and their own medium exchange, that's very frightening for countries. They lose control over the economy.
Yeah. There are 17, latest I heard, there are 17,000 crypto coins.
And if those really get adopted, if Abigail is the future and everybody's transacting in the crypto world with these individual mediums of exchange rather than a national medium of exchange, that's what the Chinese government's saying. We can't allow that. We lose control over the economy. So will they ever allow crypto to take off, or will they adopt crypto? And instead of printing dollars in Washington, they will mine Bitcoin.
Isn't that already happening now?
Yes. In Washington, does Washington create a Bitcoin? The federal government, do they have a Bitcoin they're making?
Not necessarily here, but it's becoming more the new norm of more and more countries. Yes. And if you can see traditional ways of banking, have you seen a lot of banks starting to close locations?
Oh, everywhere, sure, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. So what would happen is either work with it in conjunction that is what the future is of financial.
So you're saying it's all going to be online anyway. Therefore, it's not going to be a physically printed bill or a hard coin that I put in my pocket. The currency is disappearing. It's all virtual currency anyway. Then virtual, what's the difference between one virtual currency?
We're already doing that now, right? It's just understanding like how people like yourself move away from alternatives that can be considered speculative and more risky. So you have to think about what the risk. If you educate yourself a little more about the risk, then that's when the rewards comes in, right?
You know, so what's amazing? You got to bring Abigail back because we're almost out of time here. But I'll tell you what's so amazing about Abigail. Every time I bring up something, she looks at me like, what? Don't you get it? What am I not clear about? This is the future. And why are you fighting it? What are you struggling with? It's here. Go do it. And I'm like, but I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't know if I understand it. I don't know if I trust it. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, Paul, get over it. It's here. So
get over it.
Yes.
The future is now. The
future is now.
It's the not future tomorrow. Is now. It's, I know we can laugh about this now, but
one day I'll say,
the near future is like, I told you so.
I feel like that ad for V8 juice, you know, oh, I slapped myself in the head. Oh, I could have had a V8. What am I doing? I could have had crypto. What am I doing?
Exactly. And then a lot of all of this is like common sense, right? And a lot of all of life really is about us asking the right question, right? Yeah, and right. You'll get the right answer. Right?
Well, the right answer was having you on today. The right question is, how do we reach you? How do people find you?
Okay. Well, I'm on LinkedIn. You can just search my name. I'm also.
Let's spell Forbes, your name because people may not know how to spell Abigail, or can't even say it again now. Aboitiz?
Yeah. Abigail Aboitiz. It's Abigail. And then Aboitiz, Aboitiz. But then, so if you, for my products, you can find me at jimmyware.com. And then also, yesdoctor247health.
Yesdoctor247health. That's another organization, right?
I
don't know what that does, but I know you have a whole bunch of organizations to run.
You need to be in a position where you know how to measure outcomes, right? When it comes to health, right? Yeah. In order for you to do that, to create a peace of mind for like me personally, Yes Doctor is a wearable technology that's basically act as a remote monitoring solution.
Another one. We just had one on last week. You guys are all in the remote monitoring space telling me, collecting data and sending it to the doctor so they can say, Paul, your heart rate's way too high. Paul, your cholesterol's way too high. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's like this is what you called assisted intelligence as one example, really. So if you know what's your overall health, you can basically, then you'll know how to improve. So we really offer a lifestyle modification solution designed for everybody that needs to take control of their health.
Because you're getting real feedback in real time, not once every 6 months when I go into the doctor and says, Paul, your cholesterol's off the chart. Do something about it.
Correct.
Next. And then I come back 6 months later and I say, and he says, Paul, you didn't do anything. It's really bad now. We'll see you in another 6 months, buddy. Next.
Exactly. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to know about your health? Why wouldn't you want to know about what's going on with you, right?
Because it's scary.
So it's like don't be scared. It's okay. It's okay to adopt technology in the right way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. I'm still wrapping my head around this. The takeaway is I'm struggling to catch up and Abigail's way out in front there, way down the road. He's saying, come on.
Now he admitted. Oh, thank God. You need to catch up.
Catch up. Let's go.
Catch up. Run like Stan to catch up.
Run like Stan to catch up. Yeah. Well, it reminds me of the joke I always tell my 8-year-old grandson. My first joke I learned as a kid is, what does the daddy tomato say to the baby tomato every time he falls behind? Catch up. But anyway.
Catch up. All right, catch guys. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for coming on here, Dr. Trin.
We're going to bring you back.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We can do a part two.
Part two? I got to go back and listen to part one over again. I'm not even sure what we were talking about here. Okay. Except I'm living under a rock somewhere, and she's out there flying around the universe here. Exactly. All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right,
here.
Guys. Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
Well, there you have it. Another great example of why I got to tune in each and every week to Health Talks. Because sometimes we're going to blow your mind. right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net. Streaming live from the University of California Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.